You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hi, this is Donovan Mitchell, and you're listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Hello there. This is John Kiefer getting you caught up on tonight's action with your Jazz Game Rewind. And this one was over fast. The Clippers not only came out prepared with a fantastic game plan, but they also seemed to have just an energy and a fight that the Jazz could not match early on in that first half. The Clippers jumped out to an 18-point lead in the first quarter and then stretched that lead to as many as 29 points in the first half. The Clippers started Reggie Jackson, who's 6'2", but then Kawhi Leonard, who's 6'7", Paul George, 6'8", Marcus Morris, 6'9", Nicholas Batum, 6'9". With that lineup, they were able to switch everything on the defensive side and were never really left with a glaring mismatch if they switched. That forced the Jazz to play this isolation style of basketball, which, as we know, for the last few years, that has just been the Jazz's kryptonite, especially when they don't have a player like Mike Conley. It left Donovan Mitchell as really the only player capable of attacking it. On the other end, everyone in that same lineup can shoot threes, which forced Gobert out of the paint and let the Clippers attack and kick to open shooters anytime Gobert came to help. In the first half especially, both offensively and defensively, the Clippers just looked absolutely unstoppable at times. The Jazz responded with much more gusto in that second half, though, and we'll pass this down to Lock and Boone early in the fourth quarter as the Jazz looked to pull off an epic comeback.
Donovan. Doubled off a pick and roll. Underhand scoop to Ingles. Driving it, Batum puts up an awkward left-hander that goes in. Was either going to be an air ball or a swish. You weren't sure which. 107-94. Jazz have it down to 13. It hasn't been this close since 23-10. Paul George, right wing, takes a dribble to his left, which he prefers, shoots the three and hits. Ron Boone, how many fouls do you think Patrick Beverley has tonight?
He only has one.
How's that possible?
It's not possible.
Donovan, off a pick, gets some airspace, fires the three and hits. And there they are, playing traditional pick and roll against the Jazz, and the Jazz kill them on it. We're not going to see any of that in Game 5, I can promise you that. 110-97, and Donovan Mitchell's rare, and Zubac gets called for an offensive foul this time.
That's
Royce was fired up. Royce was heading back to say something to Zubac. And that was a moving pick.
Yeah, he's sticking his leg out and making sure that he draws contact.
Someone needs to go talk to John Stockton. Quinn takes a timeout with 3:11 left, so John Stockton can teach them the trick on what to do with guys that stick their leg out to a pick.
Yeah, that hurts.
So Luke Ridenour got drafted by the Sonics, and they sent Luke Ridenour to Gonzaga to go meet with John Stockton. And one of the things that Luke Ridenour says he learned from that meeting was what John Stockton's usual technique was on how to get through the pick. And it involved taking your first foul of every night.
You move again, it's going to happen again. All you have to do is move one time.
Nice to see John the other day at the Mark Eaton Celebration of Life. Mark was the master of ceremonies at the event, did a wonderful job.
He looked good.
And I actually
give
John credit. I thought the most telling, I don't know if this is totally true, but I caught this, Ron. He was giving his speech, typical to John. He started to get emotional because he lost his best friend, understandably. But always to be in control and poised, he paused He talked about something else entirely different about what we were doing afterwards, the buffet and all those things, and then came back once collected and finished the remainder of his speech.
They don't teach you that in speech class.
That's called just being poised.
Yeah.
Jazz shot 29% in the first quarter, 42 in the second, 56 in the third, and 50 in the fourth. 3 minutes left, Jazz down 13. Donovan dribbles off his foot, falls to the ground, the ball rolls right to Ingles. Gets a pick from Gobert, comes back off the other side. Terminates the dribble, gives to Bogdanovich, who bounces to Rudy, who ball fakes and rocks the Casbah. Jazz with an 11 with 2:50 to play. This will get you to sit up on your couch for a minute at least. Top to Paul George, left-hand dribble. The Jazz want him back to the right side. He goes back to the right, runs into Zubac, banks it off the glass and in. 112-99, Donovan has 36 points tonight. 38 minutes of play. Frankly, moved better as the night went on. Beverly hassling him. 2:20 to play. Donovan attacks Zubac, pulls up for a jumper. Beverly blocks the shot. Zubac saves it. Out to Bogdanovich, kicks to Ingles. Right corner three is good. Joe Ingles has 5 threes tonight, and the Jazz are within 10. They have not been within 10 since the opening moments of the game where they got blitzstreaked 10-2 to start. Paul George brings Rudy out to the right baseline. Rudy with his yellow big shoes and his gold uniform defending, and a pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound back tap by Zubac over the smaller Jazz players with Gobert not there. Goes out to Batum. Now Ingles guarding up on Morris, and a foul on Ingles. With 1:40 left, down by 10.
So a few times the Jazz were able to get this as close to 14, and then in the fourth they got it as close to 10, but it was just too little too late as the Jazz fell to the Clippers 118-104, and this series is now tied 2 games apiece. Donovan Mitchell had another gutsy performance when he is clearly still hurting, but still managed to finish with 37 points on the night. The Jazz also got a much improved effort in the second half from Bojan and Joe Ingles, who scored 18 and 19 points on the night. The home team has won every game this series, and the Jazz will look to continue that trend, hopefully with a healthy Mike Conley, when they return to Salt Lake this Wednesday. That game will be another 8 p.m. tip-off. As always, you can listen to David Locke and Ron Boone live on the call through the Utah Jazz radio app. And for all your Jazz game news and notes, subscribe to the Locked On Jazz podcast and the Utah Jazz radio podcast, and visit LockedOnJazz.net. This has been John Kiefer with your Jazz Game Rewind.